Welcome, everybody. Share number 1273 in the writing. It's share number 425. Okay, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, we're talking about the halachas of if when one has to make an extra bracha in the middle of the meal, when not, when they wash for bread and they ate the right amount. Okay. We previously spoke about the fact that halachas of if one eats fruit together with bread, right? Last year we spoke about if one eats fruit together with bread and the fruit is their main meal, right? Sometimes somebody's person's on a diet, they're eating fruit for their meal, they're not eating anything else. So, you know, what's the story? It's, you can't say that that's not part of the meal. That is their meal. There is nothing else being eaten. And plus they're washing on bread and they're eating the right amount. So what, how do we work? And so we said the bottom line is just start, we said one just has to start with a little bit of bread together with the fruit, the first bite or two, whatever the case is, then you can just continue on. So we also spoke about the fact if one eats fruit together with bread, even by the dessert, but then you would have to eat it with every bite. In other words, if it's dessert and you want to eat bread together with dessert and not make a bracha, so that could be done, but it has to be every bite. Then if there's a bite that you eat without bread, you would have to make an extra bracha again by dessert. If your entire meal is just plain fruit, so you just have to start a little bit of bread with the fruit, and then just the rest of the meal, you are good to go even without the bread. As long as you ate the right amount of bread, it's for, you know, the kazayas, the chatchila de kabeya. One should be careful to try and eat a kabeya, two kazayasim for the second kazayas is always for the al natil sidaim. But just being careful that the first kazayas at least is eaten bechdeichel spras under a 4 minute period, and then just continue on eating the second kazayas. And from there, you would have up to 9 minutes. Okay, but that's a separate thing. We spoke about that in the past. Okay, so there's sometimes one eats fruit throughout the meal together with bread, but not as the main meal itself. In other words, a little bit of fruit. In other words, it's not the main meal, but it's also not dessert. So it's not, we're not dealing right now with an appetizer, but sometimes little bits of fruit. A person might take a little fruit here, a little fruit there throughout the meal. And again, it's not the main meal, it's not the dessert. So, and it's a little bit of fruit at the beginning and a little bit in the middle and possibly at the end. Okay. So now the case, this type of a case is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and it's time a dispute, it's a machloikis amongst the poiskim as to whether or not one has to eat bread together with the fruit every bite. In other words, do we say it's like we by the dessert we have to eat with every single bite, and if you miss a bite, you have to make a bracha. But that's on one hand. On the other hand, it's not really a dessert. I'm eating it throughout the meal, but the other way, it's also not. It's not my main meal. It's my main meal I'm eating, but I eat fruits throughout the meal. So that's an interesting case, bro. It's sort of like the middle case, right? Right, middle of the road. It's not where my full meal. It's also not the dessert. It's the middle of the road type of a thing. Okay, so this type of a case is actually a machlokes amongst the poskim, and therefore, if one is going to eat fruit at various parts of the meal, little the beginning, little the end, little whatever the case is, little the beginning, the middle. So therefore they should eat, and sometimes they might eat it with bread, sometimes a little without bread, whatever the case might be. In such a case like that we said it's taka machlokes, and what one should do, brings out Mishnah Berurah says, what one should do is eat first a bite of the fruit without bread. Take the piece, in other words, you'll be eating it throughout the meal here and there, possibly with bread, so possibly without. What you should do, it says the Mishnah Berurah again, clear, take a piece of the fruit before you eat it together with bread, plain fruit, and therefore it's fruit during the meal. When eating fruit during the meal and it's not your main meal, you have to make a bracha, right? You have to make a bracha on that piece of fruit. So it says in Mishnah Berurah to eat a little bit of the first bite of fruit without bread, and you make a bracha because you're not eating it together with bread, and you never started eating it with bread at all. You never even started to eat it with bread. So that first bite of fruit, you have to make a bracha. So that's what one should do. And then afterwards, you just continue either with bread or without bread. You continue on from there, but it doesn't make a difference at that point because you already made the bracha on the fruit. Another option in that case would be to make a bracha before they go to wash, like we've spoken about in the past, on a piece of fruit with the same bracha before you go to wash, or even a piece of the fruit itself, right, that they'll be eating throughout the meal, to make sure that it's less than a kazayis, because when eating it before the meal itself, before you go to wash, you always want to make sure it's less than a kazayis, so you don't have to have any issues of possibly to make it after bracha. Do I make it after bracha? Do I make a burning fushes? Not make a burning fushes before you go to wash. That gets complicated. We're not going to get into that now. So therefore, you always want to eat less than a kazai. So that's the bottom line on that. So again, another option is, in the case it will be, to eat a bracha before they go to wash a piece of the fruit, to eat a piece of the fruit, either the same fruit, a different piece of fruit with the same bracha that they'll be eating during the meal, and then make sure it's less than a kazayit, and also less than a kazayit, and have in mind the fruit that'll be eaten during the meal. Or like we said, the other way, the Mishnah Berurah says, make sure to eat a piece of fruit before you start eating it together with bread. In our case, whereby you'll be, a little bit, possibly the beginning, the middle, the end, throughout the meal, a little bit of fruit here, a little bit of fruit there. That's how one should work it. This is all brought down in Simin Kuf Ein Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. The Sefer Yitzchak Halachos also brings it down in Simin Kuf Ein Zayin, Ois Vov. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Bracha Kol Tov.